Yep, I Wanna Be With You, DJ Khaled, new album in stores. He is on the line right now inside the All Request Party. What up?
Cole, talk to me.
What's up, man?
I'm out here trying to stay in the game, Cole.
Oh,
you know
come
how
on,
we
man.
Do. You know how we do it.
Stay in the game. You are the game.
You know how we do it. What's up, though?
So you really suffering from success? Tell me what the symptoms are of suffering from success, DJ Khaled.
I mean, the symptoms is, you know, there's so many different type of symptoms. You know, basically, we can glorify all the wins that we have accomplished, you know what I'm saying? And that's suffering from success is just being a winner. But also suffering from success is going through trials and tribulations and the grind and the hard, the struggle, you know what I'm saying, to succeed, to win. You know what I'm saying? That's suffering from success. And then, you know, just being from birth of just being so blessed and just everything is just golden is suffering from success. It's so many different ways for different type of people. You know what I mean?
Right, right. No, I got you. So the album's out next Tuesday. And tell us who's on this album, man. Give us. We already know about I Wanna Be With You.
We had No New Friends. You know, went gold, me, Drake, Ross, Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Then you got I Wanna Be With You and me, Future, Ross, and Nicki Minaj. And then you got cuts on the album like Problems. You don't want these problems that's featuring me, Big Sean, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, French Montana, Meek Mills, Ace Hood, and I got Chris Brown on the album. I got John Legend on the album. I got Akon on the album. I got Scarface on the album. I got Jadakiss on the album. You know what I'm saying? I got J. Cole on the album. You know what I'm saying? The list can go. This goes on and on. I got everybody's favorite artists on the album. You know, this is my 7th album. You know, y'all know what I do. DJ Khaled Anthem, 7 years, 7 summers, been banging, you know what I'm saying, and we excited.
How have you been able, you know, a lot of DJs over the history of hip-hop have done what you've done, but you've done it the best and done it the longest. How have you been able to maintain this much success doing these compilation albums?
I mean, you know, first of all, my passion and, you know, I represent the culture to the fullest. And at the same time, as you know, I come up in a special time in the game where, you know, I really live this hip hop life and it's all I know. So, you know, my whole goal is when I make music is I challenge myself to make better songs than everybody. It's not about just having a feature on a record. It's about making a better song. You know what I'm saying? It's called the #1 song, the top 5 song, the anthem of the year, the anthem of the summer. And that's what I challenge myself to do every year is to make them anthems that's most talked about for the whole year. And you know, I've been doing it, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to never stop, you know what I'm saying? You got to remember DJ Khaled is not only a DJ, an artist, a producer. He's also an executive. I'm an executive CEO of We The Best Music Group, also an A&R for a lot of big artists out there that y'all listen to. I'm behind the scenes. Rick Ross is one of them. Shout out to Rick Ross. I'm blessed to be one of his A&Rs. And also, you know, I also have We The Best Publishing, my own publishing company. I also got We The Best Management, my own management company. You know what I'm saying? I got the brand, and I'm here. I'm in this mogul, you know?
Clearly. No doubt. I mean, you took what Russell Simmons did back in the day and put it on steroids. And because he kind of did what you was doing, but you doing it and you making music at the same time. So out of all the records that you've done up to date, which has been your favorite record? Like, you just, no matter what, when you hear it, you like, this is the one record right here that I just love more than all of the records I ever did.
I mean, it's more than one, but I'm a, you know, of course, All I Do Is Win is a record that is so timeless. You know, when Obama walked out to it and said this is his new theme music, you know, it's one of them records that's going to be played in movies and every basketball, football game forever. You know what I'm saying? So to hear my record every day, no matter what, you know what I'm saying, All I Do Is Win is one of them. But then also, I'm So Hood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? That was a record that I love because it touched the streets in a certain way. And then, you know, We Taking Over, and then I'm On One. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm On One. And it goes on, Take It To The Head. Like, you know, Kobe, you got to remember, I'm not trying to sound arrogant or cocky or nothing, but I'm just being honest. And this is what I mean by making the better songs, and that's what I do. And, you know, I make these anthems that the people want to hear and that the streets want to hear because I'm out here for real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, man, listen, you know everybody. And so you tied into everybody, and you get everybody on records. And you know, you just got a lot of energy, man. Do you ever rest? Like, you, it just seemed like every time I talk to you, you're on 10.
I mean, you know, we blessed. We got life. So, you know, that's why I'm always on 10, because we got life, and I appreciate it. I don't rest. I need to once in a while. Every human being does. But I don't get enough rest because, you know, to be number one and to be greater and the greatness, you got to sacrifice certain things. And resting is one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. No, I got you, man. Listen, you sleep when you're dead. That's what they say, right?
You know, we out here, man. We out here.
All right,
you know?
Albums in stores next week. So Ross lost a lot of weight, man. He looking good now, huh?
No, yeah, Ross out there. He in that gym. He out there having a good time. He on them yachts. He living that life. And speaking of Ross, he got his album coming out December 17th. You know what I'm saying? It's called Mastermind, and he ain't playing no games. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of my brother, and you know, you got Rick Ross all over DJ Khaled's album. Make sure you get that October 22nd.
Wow. All right, next Tuesday, albums in stores. I tell you what, let's rock this joint, the Pac and Big joint. Tell us about this record, man.
This record right here, man, you know, the streets is really talking about this. Every barbershop is talking about this record. It's called I Feel Like Pop, I Feel Like Biggie, featuring myself, Rick Ross, Meek Mills, and T.I., Swiss, and Puff Daddy. I wanted to let this go in the streets and just give a straight-up raw, uncut, something gutter for the streets, and at the same time pay homage to the biggest two biggest MCs that ever did it, was Pac and Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Notice I said, well, Swiss said, and we said, I feel like Pac, I feel like Biggie. We're not saying I am Pac or I am Biggie. We saying I feel like Pac, I feel like Biggie. So this represents the streets. This represents the streets to its finest. Like, I was in the club the other night, and this place, this record exploded, and the record only out for 5 days. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, listen, it's definitely something that makes you think when you listen to it. So we inside the All Request Party. When we come back next, man, in 5 minutes, we're going to rock this new DJ Khaled. Get the album now. They can pre-order it, right?
You can pre-order right now on iTunes. Make sure you pre-order. Make sure you tweet. Matter of fact, when you hear this interview, you know what I'm saying, tweet me so I can retweet you and pre-order the album, and so I can retweet your pics and all that. But you can get the album October 22nd. You know what it is.
All right. Listen, Khaled, always great talking to you, brother. Proud of you, man. 7 albums. Not many people get a chance to do what you do, and you are definitely suffering from success. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, my brother, and I appreciate the support. And I want to thank all the listeners, most importantly, all the listeners and fans for supporting me throughout the years. I really appreciate y'all.